Yo, hey, welcome.
Ross, are you there?
Hey, yeah, hey, can you guys hear me?
Hey, caller on the line. Ross, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, caller, go ahead.
Okay, must not be going through my headset still.
Caller. Hello.
Yeah, let me call you back.
Okay.
Apparently he's experiencing some technical difficulties.
So what was your problem with Ross anyways? You said you can't hear him? Or
yeah, I have no idea.
He's a douchebag.
Oh, okay. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a douchebag.
Douchebag. You're a douchebag. Such a douche.
Fucking Christ, bag. Nick. How much air are you pushing through? Look at that.
I'm all up on it.
Wow. No, I think it was because we were both singing.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Hey, caller. Caller on the line. Hello. Hello, caller.
Answer the call first. No.
Hello.
Hello.
Caller.
Ross got no.
Hi, line. You're live. Hello.
Hello, and welcome to Movie Phone.
Ooh, man. Yeah.
Okay, so is Ross appearing in what you're recording?
Ross is definitely appearing here, so it's good.
Okay.
Sweet. You guys have a whole studio set up there.
I want to see Freebird,
yeah,
man.
It's pretty amazing.
What time's Freebird on?
If I leave here tomorrow.
Wow.
I'd forget you.
You guys are live.
All right. So,
seriously?
Yeah, you guys are live.
All right, how about...
That's unfortunate.
Ooh. Okay. I don't want to start the show with a Freebird joke.
No. We'll edit that.
Yeah, we can always edit, dude.
We'll edit to the opening.
Why do I have a feeling that this is one of those podcasts that says they're going to edit things out and really doesn't?
No. The Freebird joke will not be in there.
Yeah, because we haven't done the intro yet, so...
Mm.
Okay, so in that case...
Ross, do not speak until you've been addressed.
Wait. Before we start.
Until you've been introduced.
I'm getting, like, my own voice back to me.
Yeah, we got you fed through the mixer. That's probably the reason why. Is it going to be a problem?
Well, it's a little distracting.
But you can hear us okay.
But yeah. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you guys fine.
Sweet.
Thing is, I can hear myself even better.
Okay, so
I think that was the theme song.
That'll be the show intro.
Yeah, okay. We're going cold intro. No.
Iron Man, get the fuck out of my way or die.
All right.
One man,
a piece
one
of suit
of armor.
Okay,
one hell of a diet.
And. Ross, remember, do not speak until you've been introduced.
Not speaking.
All right. Hello, and welcome.
Hey,
episode 2 of the Untitled Podcast.
Numero dos.
Number 2 here for the week of April 30th, 2008. As last week, I am Marty Day, and to my left...
And I am Nick Borkowitz, otherwise known as Ghost Free Hood, or hey, that guy over there.
Yes, with the sweet beard. We are coming to you live.
Yes.
Well, live on tape.
Live on tape.
Live on tape from
De Casa.
Casa de Sam.
Casa de Sam.
Producer Sam.
Producer
Sam Lee. We have a producer. Check that out.
Over in the booth. Say what's up, Sam.
What's up, guys?
All right.
Hey,
Sam
all right.
In the booth. We have stepped it up for week number 2. We got good enough feedback on week 1 that we decided to keep doing this, and hopefully it won't suck.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens, though. So we of course, stepped things up from the kind of crappy built-in mic to my Mac to an actual honest-to-God studio. And then next week, because Sam's going on a bit of a vacay, we're going right back to the crappy mic.
That's right.
On my MacBook. But continuing on stepping things up this week, we have a guest through the magic of Skype from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Ladies and gentlemen, Ross Nover.
Woo!
Hey,
Ross.
Hey,
how's it going? Welcome.
Ross
to
Nover.
Your metaphorical left.
yeah, to our metaphorically far left, the rotating third
so
chair.
So left, he's in D.C.
To our left in our political center, yeah. It's Ross.
Yes.
And Ross, you actually are on an actual podcast, right?
Yes, I actually am involved in the Infendo Radio podcast, which can be found at infendo.com.
Can you spell that out?
I-N-F-E-N-D-O.
Uh-huh.
.com.
.com.
Okay, so it is infendo.com. I was hoping for like .co.uk or something along those lines. For those of you who don't know who Ross is outside of being a guy on another podcast, Ross is a fellow webcomicer.
On occasion.
On occasion. Responsible for Not Quite Wrong and The Rockets Rock Out.
I love how you say that like people might know.
Well, hey, who knows, man? You've done a lot of the cons we have, and people apparently know us, so I imagine...
Anyone who knows us, good chance they know Ross.
Exactly, because as I was just about to say, I was about to give you some credit before you shot yourself down.
Let's bring you back up.
Yeah.
Rise.
Truth be told, without Ross, we probably wouldn't be where we are now.
That's true. Ross was one of our
sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, first. It's all your fault. You ruined everything.
Coming up actually pretty soon on our second anniversary.
Yeah, of knowing Ross.
Night at Balticon. Coming up Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, it was 2 wonderful years ago we met Ross, and he introduced us to all sorts of people in the world of
Doom,
world of webcomics Doom, and that sort of thing. And
the wonderful world of webcomics.
You know, without him, we really wouldn't know half the people we do. He's friends with a lot of people in a lot
Ross
of places.
Was a door. Door into a plummeting hellfire.
You know, Nick, every time you do that, I think of the beginning credits to Voltron.
And
that's
now,
the voice.
Back to Voltron.
Dum, dum.
And the lions were brought back once more.
You know, when you do that voice, you actually sound kind of like Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC.
So I always think of True Hollywood Story.
I expect you to start reading, you know, chat transcripts where it's like, I want to put it on your leg. I want to see it in your mouth. Whoa.
And then I want you to lick it one more time.
Exactly. That's kind of eerie, actually. Are you Chris Hansen? Is this a bust?
Is that true that it's actually the Hansen twin or Hansen brother, Hansen?
No. The Hansen brothers aren't real.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Unless you mean the musician Hansens.
Yeah, I thought it was the musician Hansens.
No,
like that was one of them or something.
No.
As far as I know, those three lads are still full-time musicians.
Hansen, the band is Hanson, and Chris Hansen is Hansen.
Well, one of my dreams just died.
Yeah, sorry, man.
Sorry.
You aren't going to
I was hoping, you know, I hit on some girl in the chat room. I show up trying to meet her, and I get to meet the Hansen.
Well, not to mention the handcuffs.
You know, truth be told, I thought for the longest time that one dude in Hansen was a chick, and kind of a cute one at that. So,
wow.
Hey, don't act like
you're Marty's therapist.
Yeah, this podcast is now my therapy. I get to put this out there for the world.
Show us on the doll. Show us on the card.
The new topic card's being
thrown. I'm throwing it down. There's a card down that says new topic. Wow. Cue intro, new topic.
What is a new topic?
I don't know. It's kind of open, really.
You're going for an open. You want to change topics?
I got uncomfortable being in a room that has a Hansen crush. No.
I don't. I'm not saying I have a Hansen crush. Now I find out it was a dude. It's funny you say that though, because
I have a question.
An ex that like follows.
Do we have a name for this podcast yet?
It is the Untitled Podcast.
It's currently Untitled, although we're throwing around a couple of ideas.
I like Untitled. Yeah. Or Off Topic with Marty and Nick.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I also like the debacle with Marty and Nick.
You like the term
you
debacle.
You do like the debacle, but I don't have a curly mustache and a tank top ready to fight someone.
Oh, man. Oh, if only.
But, of course, Nick has a favorite. What was your favorite there, Nicholas?
I don't remember.
Oh, it's one that you kept trying to push to me over the weekend.
I want walkie-talkie.
It doesn't have a zing.
Walkie-talkie. It's walkie-talkie. It's people talking back and forth on things.
We ain't walking nowhere.
Yeah, there's no walking. We're simply talking.
And well, there is not a single...
Do you want me to be mobile?
The only 10-4 is my birth date, sir. There is no 10-4, good buddy.
Yet.
Yet. I mean, if you want to do this over CB radios, I'm sure Sam could rig it up. He's a genius.
Sam, can that happen?
Can that happen?
Yeah, roger, guys. We're gonna do this podcast over the TV.
Ross, stop answering for Sam!
No. I'd have to say that works out just nicely. Yeah, we can probably do it.
All right.
Hey. Well, maybe one day... When I'm asleep and I'm dreaming and everyone else is there, we can have an episode of Walkie Talkie.
We would have to do it in trucks, though.
I'm not wearing
I
a
would
trucker
have
hat.
To wear
I
would
walk it.
I don't care how cool/hip/ironic they are. I'm not wearing a trucker
what
hat.
What if it had your name on it?
No, not wearing it.
What if it had my name on it?
Definitely not wearing it.
And toothpicks on the side?
when
you needed them?
Why would I need toothpicks ever?
People do that. People that wear trucker hats, seriously.
Hold on. How many people have you hung out with that wear trucker hats?
No, I don't mean as like the hipsters. I mean like, you know, my dad.
How many truck stops have you been to?
Like the dive bars in the city will have.
How many truck stops
have
you been
to? There's many uses for that.
How many truck stops have you been to?
Quite a bit. I've been cross country a few times.
Okay. You want to tell me about them? You want to tell me about your friends who wear trucker caps with toothpicks inside?
I never met them at truck stops. They live in downtown Baltimore.
Then they aren't truckers, which means this entire conversation is negated. You lose, sir.
It's mesh hats.
Good day.
Mesh hats.
No, we were talking about trucker caps, meaning hats worn by a trucker, or rather caps.
Right, well...
It sounds like a Jeopardy category when you put it like that. No.
Famous trucker hats for 5,000.
Things worn by hats.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. That's the Daily Double.
Hell yeah, dude. Okay, now the topic of the Daily Doubles. I gotta know.
Okay.
Full floor open. That means YouTube producer Sam, if you want to get in on this.
Two girls and a guy.
Definitely. Walk into a bar.
The question is, Daily Double, you're playing Jeopardy. You're on the TV. You got everything going for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wager everything or do you play it safe?
Well, what's the topic?
Yeah. That's all how much I know the topic.
So you do it just based on the topic, not sort of a gut feeling?
If I'm feeling confident enough about the topic, and I've been pretty much running the board thus far, I may feel lucky and put the majority, if not all, on the line.
All or nothing, sir. All or nothing.
All right. Ross?
I'm going to split the difference.
You're going to split the difference?
I go half, yeah.
You go half? That's not a bad way of going about it. Because
yeah, because that more or less is all or nothing in a sense when playing Jeopardy.
Not entirely. It's literally half.
Well, it is half, but a lot of people feeling risky, you know, don't usually go past the half mark.
Oh, I'm feeling risky.
Are you also feeling frisky there, risky. Sir? That sounded a bit amorous.
Plus, it also, I got to keep in mind how close Alex Trebek is to me, because if he's close enough and I lose everything, I'm socking him right in the jaw.
That's why I think
we'll rip that mustache off your face.
I think that's why there's like that 15-foot divide between, you know,
that's
the contestants.
Why he stays all the way the fuck
like,
over there.
I don't know if you've watched Jeopardy lately. I've noticed it especially because now
even
I
the
can
pens
watch,
are on a cord.
But like now I can watch.
Throw my shoe at him, Trebek jerk.
But now
this
I
is why
watch,
they won't let you wear shoes
Jeopardy
in
HD.
Jeopardy.
So they go for like the big wide screenshots on that. The divide between Trebek and the contestants.
3-day drive.
it's almost like the scene in the first Tim Burton Batman where
the intro when they're going around the bat symbol.
No,
you're going to see the dining room table, aren't you?
Boy, it's Vicky Vale and Bruce Wayne on two sides of the table, and Bruce just screams around there. Can you pass the salt?
Like, excuse me?
The salt. The soup needs salt.
It's fishy sauce, sir. It's supposed to be cold. And then they ate chicken.
Well, wouldn't you? You're Bruce Wayne. You can get chicken like that.
What if that was like Alfred's meal and he's like, oh,
if I was Bruce Wayne, I wouldn't settle for chicken.
Hey,
he's got to eat while they're eating or else he won't get rest.
Are you telling me, even as an eccentric millionaire, you won't partake in fried chicken?
Oh, fried chicken.
It's bat chicken.
I think it's bat fried chicken.
Bat fried chicken?
Yeah. It's like country fried, but more bat seasoning.
Like, what if it puts the wrong belt on? It's just a, you know, tool belt of spices.
I don't even know what to say.
You know, you're Bruce Wayne, you're making some chicken, you're like, I'm going to put my fancy belt on because I just created this new version of the Bat Belt, and it's just full of spices.
Oh, I like that.
Now you got your spice weasel, your cumin.
You probably would do that just because you're so used to having the utility belt. The
bank. Yeah, Michael Keaton in his bathrobe, you know, derobes, and he's got that belt on.
I think I saw this movie. Wasn't it Mr. Mom?
I'll have to go back and look for the belt.
Yeah, he's actually wearing it.
But you know, he's still going to have some Bruce Wayne or some Batman stuff on there. It's going to be like, you know, Italian seasoning, basil, oregano, and then grappling hook.
Grappling hook covered in cloves. It's delicious.
Yeah, it's actually a grappling hook with a pepper grinder on the back.
Nice. Oh, it's even better. You know, he squeezes off some fresh pepper and then just swings to safety.
Yeah, totally. It's just, you know, or he swings on your salad.
He swings to table number three. And then while swinging over to table number three, when he lands, you know, for his bit of witty banter, he just goes, fresh pepper, and pops them on.
Wow.
It would really
I don't know if I like
though.
Batman the waiter.
Oh. He's not so much a waiter, more he's just general service, the service industry.
Mm.
He's providing a service. He's protecting the city.
Right, and serving up some delicious toppings.
Yeah, yeah, he's providing salt, pepper, and justice.
Mm. Ooh, what if you merge Batman and Burger Time?
Putting batarangs on top of hamburgers doesn't sound like a good plan.
And then they just fizzle away.
Oh, man, I haven't played Burger Town in a while. I remember really liking the theme song, but I have no idea what the theme song was.
The theme song was by Supertramp, if I recall correctly. Oh.
Damn.
I'm sorry. It was by Lips, Inc., a little song called Funky Town.
How about, do you guys remember a game called Microwave?
Microwave?
Like early Apple IIc, you know, Burger Town
era. I play that every day. I press in buttons, and it goes down, and I win.
Yeah. It's called Eat Something. I win everything.
But actually, getting back to the Batman. Batman.
The Batman. Sorry. The WB animated series.
Hey, Ross, did you see anything about the ARG today?
I've been following whatever Marty sends me, which is about an hourly update. So I know I'm a little behind. But I've been following it. Actually, Marty, I actually have to pass on some props to you because last night my friend Carrie – was online. She was looking up stuff on Batman and
Carrie with a C or Carrie with a K?
Carrie with a C.
And is there an I at the end or an IE or a Y?
IE. IE.
Okay. IE. Carrie! Yeah. Keep talking.
She was trying to find out the safe combination because that's the newest thing.
Yeah.
And I said, well, did you try the wiki? She goes, what wiki? And I said, you know, the Bat Wiki. And she goes, oh my God, there's a Bat Wiki? How didn't I know? So I sent her the Bat Wiki. And she looks it up on there. She's like, well, how come the trailer isn't posted? I was like, well, it'll be up in like 2 seconds, I'm sure, because they're really good about that.
Yeah.
The minute it went up this morning, the minute Marty sent it to me, I sent it to her. She was enthralled and like all caps, just thank you. So yeah. I'm hereby passing that on to you guys.
I have such a schoolboy crush on this ARG thing.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. You
just want to hold its hand and skip merrily and draw blackened eyes on everything and red lips.
Like, I was pretty impressed up to this point, and it's certainly gone beyond, say, what they did with, you know, the AI ARG or the Halo 2 I Love Bees ARG or the Year Zero one.
New heights.
Yeah.
New heights on this.
I'm really wondering, like, because they're going to release this trailer on Sunday, like the HD version of the trailer on Sunday. I wonder if, like, this is the end of the game or if, like, they're going to take it so far as to have, like, pre-release screenings or something like that.
I think they're going to do pre-release screenings for people who've been in it a while. I think they're going to just keep going with the buzz until the movie's out.
Yeah,
why not?
I don't blame them. I mean, this is definitely ramped up the level of anticipation for the movie, and it still doesn't come out for 2 months now.
Well, I mean, you know, they've got to have a kind of resurgence after Iron Man because they're going to have to recover a bit, you know?
Well, I would kind of presume, and I don't know for sure because, you know, Iron Man is Paramount and Dark Knight is Warner Brothers. I presume this next trailer, the one that they showed, you know, the fans last night at the theater screenings and the one that, you know, leaked today and is going to be on the web on Sunday, I would figure that it's going to be attached to Iron Man. I don't know.
Oh, definitely. No doubt.
You figure it's the same market, hands down, because, you know, it's Iron Man, get the fuck out of my way or die, and Dark Knight, the
two audiences united as one, really.
You know, after watching all the posters and everything come out, I might just transfer the subtitle over.
It would be appropriate.
Because once Iron Man is done, you know, I have a feeling I'm just going to want to keep saying it.
Well, then you, at that point, saying you would have been out of Iron Man's way. You let the movie go through.
Right. Iron Man, get the fuck out of my way or die. We've moved on now. And now, you know, it's just time to blow more shit up.
Well, it would be pretty appropriate with the new poster with him flying on the Batpod with the explosion behind him. Seriously, get the fuck out of Batman's way or you will die.
Right. And then the Batpod, isn't that made of spare or salvaged Batmobile parts?
Yes, yes. That,
spoiler, late,
well,
whatever.
Well, so the rumor goes. I mean, who knows at this point in the game? I mean, they've been finished the movie for months now, so they could have changed things. They could have reshot things. No one really knows.
I'm still wondering about the whole guns and Batman thing. I mean, it's always been an issue going back and forth. Like, well, Batman doesn't use guns. Batman's against guns. And then sometimes it's like, well, Batman will use a gun if it's
just
like
on his vehicle
in a plane shooting, you know, another plane.
Yeah.
He just doesn't use him.
There's less mobility when you're strapped to a seat for safety.
Yeah, because like the Batwing had a Gatling gun or two.
Yeah, but that was in the old movies, and we're kind of resetting the franchise.
Yeah.
So the question is, this Batman and his gun preference, I mean, I don't know. But it's got that two just huge, like, it looks like a woolly mammoth tusk just, like, on either side of that.
Yeah, yeah. But like I said, you know, especially if the rumor is true that it's, or like I was saying to you earlier today when we were talking about this, if the rumor...
Yeah, we actually talk in real life, too.
Yeah, we talk...
It's not just all on the podcast.
Folks. Yeah, it's not all podcasts all the time.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, sure. Nick and I actually do not speak
to
each other.
I went to Wendy's the other day. They didn't know what the fuck I was talking about.
You're like, you know who I am? Like, I'm on a podcast.
Hey, sir, what can I get for you? Hey, welcome.
Welcome back.
Do you want to talk about Batman? Can I get a Bat Frosty? Get out.
Oh. Actually, it sucks. The only Batman fast food, quote unquote, tie-in is with Domino's.
Like, oh, yeah. That's it?
Sad and depressing.
Yeah. No, well, McDonald's won't do anything with a movie.
Those Bat Cups for Batman Returns were...
Ooh. That was actually where they started changing their policy, because Batman Returns was such a dark movie. Now they won't do anything with a movie unless it's like PG-13 or below. Or not PG-13, PG or below. God. Which is kind of effed.
That's
and
so
Burger King, like, they got the Iron Man promotion going on and stuff like that. I don't
Burger
know.
King has an Iron Man promotion?
Yeah.
I missed that.
It's only kids' meals. Mm. So, you know, if you need a little wind up Robert Downey Jr.
You know what I think I do?
To go with your Robert
Whopper. Yeah, actually, you know.
Robert Whopper Jr. Whopper Downey Jr.
I'll get some Downey rings.
Downey rings. I like that.
You know, this movie will give me a definite case of the downs.
Aw, come on.
Robert Downey is like number one in my book. He is like top of the line. It doesn't. He's like my George. He's my George Clooney.
Robert Downey is your number one? Yeah. I thought you liked his son.
Shut up.
He's on the male F list for
the male F list. Ah, yes, that is a possible topic for another show that we've tossed around. The celeb F list, but we'll get into that when the time comes, when we actually go, hey, we're gonna have a show with a topic instead of just bullshitting off the top of our head. which
one day
that.
When we
that's,
have a purpose
that's
for
against
speech.
Our form.
Yeah. Screw that. This goes one way and one way alone. Loosey goosey. Yeah,
it's like the 60s in here.
Well, I wore fringe for a reason, man. It's
like
all fringe from the neck down.
Bam, bam, squib it down, badana, dana, down, down. Anyway.
Okay, speaking of random things.
Helicopter on the hill, look out.
What's up?
Have you guys heard of this game? Animales de la Muerte.
What of the
Wait,
dead?
What?
Animales de la Muerte.
I believe I had that covered with cheese. It was delicious.
What are you talking about?
Sorry, I'm probably saying that wrong. It's probably Animales de la Muerte.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Is this a film? A song?
Oh, it's a new video game coming out. It's
Did you name
coming
your
out on
that?
WiiWare for the Wii, obviously.
Oh,
and
I don't know anything about it.
A bunch of kids killing zombie animals that have gone on a rampage, and it's ridiculously comedically bloody.
Hey, Ross, do you hear that Pac-Man sound when you talk? Yeah, I'm actually hearing that every once in a while on my end, and that's why I'm cracking up, because it sounds like you're burping Pac-Man.
Well, that would be the magic of Skype right there.
Yeah. But anyways, Wii game.
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular. It's going to be pretty amazing. It doesn't come out for a few months, but it looks like a cross between Viva Piñata and Resident Evil.
That's wow. Resident Piñata.
Yeah.
Or Viva Evil.
Viva Evil.
Viva Evil. Live Evil!
Hooray!
Or Live. I was never sure which pronunciation was supposed to be with Viva.
Do you guys remember the game Zombies Ate My Neighbors?
Oh, absolutely.
Like a bloody zombie version of that.
Sweet.
With the whole, like, Day of the Dead sort of mentality to it.
You know what? I'm actually still full. That is the worst joke I will make in the next 10 years.
So speaking of food, I will discuss this. We were discussing possibly eating while we were on air, but that would just be rude. Before coming here, we went to the fantastic Cheeburger in Towson and devoured delicious meat pockets of goodness.
A hot pocket.
It was not a hot pocket. It was a hamburger or a Cheeburger, if you will. Our waitress, however, was kind of retarded, but that's
wait, it's a sit-down place? It struck me as more of a when I actually hadn't heard about it. I looked it up. It struck me as more of a
she was actually on fire when she came to our table.
Now, I believe that was just a crotch, sir. I believe it was just a crotch. It was on unflambé, if you will.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, she kind of reeked.
Thought she was just a ginger.
But Cheeburger is kind of a pseudo-classy burger joint. It's kind of like Five Guys, but more of an ability to sit down.
Sloping chairs at Five Guys really get you.
Yeah, you get your burger with your different toppings and
such
they
as
have, like,
chi. Yeah, chi comes on
with your
burger.
Type of chi, as opposed to chi-ese. They have 2,000 varieties of milkshake or something like that. So we're stuffed pretty stupid. But our girl, no less than on 4 separate occasions, forgot we got like a basket of onion rings and fries.
Which is weird, because why do the fries separate?
I don't know. The thing is, you can get onion rings by themselves. You can get fries by themselves. Or you can choose to get a basket of both. Hence the name Best of Both Worlds. I don't know. This is like the most uninteresting conversation about hamburgers ever. I don't know why.
Burger time.
I know. I mean, there's so many good burgers out there. And
there are.
Of course, Five Guys, like you mentioned, one of my favorites.
See, you need a Burger Time joint. Dudes running up and down the aisles Chef just throwing shit at them.
I believe that would be considered unsanitary.
And fucking, it would be okay with me, I can tell you that. Especially like if they melted, like, you know, like.
You guys ever heard of Ed DeBevick's?
What?
Ed DeBevick's. It's a burger chain. It's kind of a diner setup, and
in Canada,
they all treat you like jerks.
I believe it's in Russia, based on that name.
I've never heard of it. There's a few kind of scattered about.
But, where are they?
I went to one in, I think it was
never
Arizona,
Everland.
And then I know there's one in Chicago. I think. I don't know, Chicago.
The Windy City.
Apparently, it's the Windy Burger City where you're a jerk.
Wow. You just totally shat on our guests. We get guests to come on here.
I was looking at you.
Oh, okay.
I can't look at him. He's not in the room.
Yeah, hey, there's a tiny image which indicates his Skype image.
Oh, shit. Ross, you're on The Simpsons?
Who shot who in the what now?
You're on The Simpsons? I'm looking at this photo of you and your gang on your Skype thing. No
Skype thing. What? Oh.
Yeah, you're.
Yeah,
edge
you
on
see
Skype.
It.
Oh wow. Yeah, I actually hadn't seen. Haven't looked at that picture in a while.
Oh,
yeah,
welcome back.
That's from. That's from. Every year I go to my friend's place for the Super Bowl, and every year, past couple years, I've drawn a picture of everyone that's there, and so that's the crew that was assembled that day.
You drew that?
Yeah.
You can draw.
Ago. I every once in a while I just keep it interesting, just keep it fresh, you know, I'll draw something, then promptly give up.
Oh yeah, it does say Super Bowl extra large on underneath of it.
Did you say Super Pal Extra Large?
Super Pal Extra Large.
Yeah, I can see it now.
Me and Little Sexy just terrorized the town.
Little Sexy for
listeners. Anybody that doesn't know.
Oh, Little Sexy.
Little Sexy for listeners is Nick's slave child, a 5-year-old Mexican boy who he keeps chained in the basement.
I thought he was 8.
To get the full scoop real quick, we were in Towson. We were driving around.
Forget
where we're going.
We're going to get sushi.
It was fucking cold out. It was like it was like February, and walking down the street is like, you know, driving up on these people, and it's like some
not
hoochie,
literally running them over.
Some hoochie looking Jersey skank with her really short cut off jean shorts on and tank top, way too much skin for the month.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was. I think January at the time.
And anyway, basically, it kind of looked like she fell out of the shower and just happened to be walking outside on her way back to her house or something. She had no clothes on. It was cold as shit out. But she also had her child with her, who basically looked like the chubbiest damn kid. Like, you can't get chubbier.
He was kind of like a tiny version of the, the Goodyear mascot?
Like the Michelin man,
the Goodyear Michelin man guy.
He's going to grow up to be the blob. Nothing defeats the blob.
Yeah. Nothing.
The kid on the internet that wears that shirt that says "I fuck on a first date."
He was actually wearing an Elf shirt before
Elf
the internet
shirt.
Got to
He'll
him.
Grow that up guy. To own a T-shirt that says "I'm big, you're small, get used to it."
So we name this
and ironically another shirt that says "No fat chicks."
Well, hey, he's got to have standards.
Yeah, I mean, there's more days to a week than 4. You know, he's got another 3 shirts that we don't even know about.
Exactly, that could be just his no fat chick day.
It could be Tuesday.
Actually, with that much Little Sexy, I bet he goes shirtless 1 day a week.
That's true.
The love.
Well, don't forget about the black net shirt.
I was going to say on weekends, like he segues into tank tops. He goes shirtless on Mondays to kick off the week right.
Yeah.
And then he wears normal clothes, then Saturday and Sunday, straight tank tops.
You know, shirtless days, the day he struts down the street, just kind of like Spider-Man 3, you know, just...
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Every girl on the street, like,
hola.
Hola.
Dancing like he's a fawn. Seriously, that's what that segment inspired.
Wild pack of hot dogs for a 5-year-old, too, let me tell you.
You know they wanted you staying alive in that scene. You can just tell.
Well, seriously,
you can tell they were going for a Saturday Night Fever there.
That sequence seriously needed a bit where he punched a jukebox and it started working. I would have stood up and applauded.
He needed a larger belt buckle. That would have really sold me on it. If he was wearing like a big Spider-Man belt buckle.
Or when it said, "Don't mess with Texas," possibly.
Maybe not Texas. Maybe like, "Don't mess with Aunt May."
My other car is Spider-Man.
I heart wheat cakes. Or just one giant belt buckle that says all of these things.
No, just
Spider-Man
one that just says, "Pussy."
What?
That would be it. That would be exactly what it said.
What would it say?
What?
Oh. What a time for Skype to cut out. This show.
Hello?
We're going for explicit, right?
Caller, are you there?
Balls to the wall here, right?
Hello.
What'd you say, Ross?
We're going for balls to the wall here, right? This isn't
it. Dude, I have.
Yeah, balls to the wall. Freedom flies, man.
Bob a few times, but, you know, your mom will be listening.
Oh, well. Whoops.
Hello,
I'll
Ross
be sure to tell her tomorrow night when I see her to listen.
Be sure to go see Iron Man. Get the fuck out of my way or die.
Wow. Are they paying for all these plugs we're giving them?
That's right. This podcast is brought to you by Iron Man. Get the fuck out of my way.
Or die. Hard.
A John Favreau film. By the way, how surreal is it that the fat dude from Swingers is directing movies?
You know, finally.
How about the fat dude from PCU doing it?
Yeah, seriously. Gutter. Yo, Dredd. Oh, hey, what's up, dog? Can I get a ride back to my thing? I got to go make a movie. It's called Iron Man. Oh, shit, yeah. It's like,
yeah.
You know.
Do I call her? Should I call her? Should I think about calling her? You know, how many days should I wait to call her? Yeah, I'm going
to. You're like a hippie with
Iron
these
Man
big
now.
Paws.
Vegas, baby, Vegas, Iron Man.
Somewhere George Clinton's in there.
Well,
it's a great time.
It's funny that we're on week 2 of discussing Iron Man and we haven't even seen it yet. Because the next podcast will be recorded after seeing it.
But we are going Thursday.
We're going Thursday and Saturday because we have no fucking lives.
You know,
not true. It's just
going
to be that good.
this is one of those shows that you're going to, you know, hearing it before you see Iron Man, it's great, but there's that period where the podcast will exist after Iron Man is out, and you're going to look back on this and be like, oh, man.
I can't believe I praise that movie so much. I can't believe I have a collection of Slurpee cups.
Dude, Slurpee cups are reusable, or at least those are. They're plastic. I can drink agua out of them.
I have doubles.
I was thinking maybe you could go back in, get a cheaper Slurpee, and just refill.
No, I don't think they allow you to do that.
I thought that, too. Apparently you can.
I'm a little sexy. He's all about the refills.
You know, a little sexy can get anything he wants for free.
I
know he's a child and he's wee and he doesn't understand the concept of money, but he doesn't need to.
He understands De Niro.
I love that you didn't call him small. You didn't call him young. You called him wee. He's a wee lad.
He's also spry.
He's a wee lad. He's
a wee and spry lad.
He is a spry lad. I will give him that much.
He's sprightly.
He's what?
Sprightly.
Sprightly.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's cherubic.
Sprightly. He's portly.
He's portly, sprightly, and he's cherubic.
He is cherubic.
I'm pulling out random adjectives now.
And there's also a tank.
To the thesaurus.
This week, the podcast is all about random adjectives.
It's also a word of the day here on the debacle.
Sorry, I just got a cue that my beard is loud.
Producer Sam, feel free to cut it.
Every time
anytime.
I look at your beard, I'm like,
you have a beard light went on in our booth.
A booth? You have a booth?
I have a booth, sir.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Sam has a booth. Well, beautiful. It makes sense. It is his studio that he would have a booth.
So Ross, you're having a party on Saturday, right?
Yeah. All you guys,
are we really going to advertise this to the internet world?
Where do you live?
Dear internet, come to my party.
No, but Dave actually sent me an email. Your roommate, Dave, sent me an email saying that you found something really cool at your job. And the party sort of became a declaration of this find.
Yeah, I can pull up the story, but the basics of it.
Just cliff notes.
Is, let's see if I can tell this with a straight face.
The straight face. It's radio, sir. We can't see your face.
Yeah.
Your
the,
face can be upside down for
Lamp
all I know.
Is the name of the group, and
what is it again?
Some Lamp. I forget what it stands for. Let me look it up.
You work for it. How could you forget the name of the place you work for?
It's a job.
Because it's
no
not real, damn it.
What?
Because the whole thing's a farce.
Wait, well, hold on. Back it up.
You have an imaginary job?
Okay. We have a habit here in our apartment building, which is when we throw a party, Dave writes amazing prose about the party to kind of gear up for it. And, and he writes these long emails.
We're not coming.
Go on and on and on.
We're not gonna be at the party.
He'll fudge the truth.
We're not coming to the party, sir. We were invited under false pretenses.
And there you have it. That's unfortunate.
No, we're not gonna be there.
All right. Well,
it's a fake job.
I'll see you guys later then. I'm gonna go.
Oh. Hey.
So anyway, this amazing find.
Nick. No. So. Let me read this straight from the email. As many of you know, and some of you don't, my roommate Ross, that'd be me, does design work and specializes in working with, read taking money from, do-gooding nonprofits. He recently took a freelance job from the Lost Archives Modernization Project, or LAMP, a group dedicated to documenting and digitizing old texts lost in the labyrinths of the many arcane libraries we have here in D.C. After spending many hours scanning Civil War-era Southern cornbread recipes, 8th century Malayan gold trading ledgers, and other such trad documents, he finally came across something interesting. The obituary of Queen Balitu, the last great leader of an island nation that once dominated the Indian Ocean. According to the record, Balitu took the nation that had been plagued with endless wars, increasing poverty and natural disasters, and a complete loss of international respect, and built a kingdom that was the envy of the entire ancient world. Through progressive bilateral trade agreements, true universal health care, a cap and trade. Okay, it goes on and on. The point is, we're having a party.
That was shaping up to be a really great trailer for a film. Oh, man.
This is some enthralling fucking radio,
the end
let
of
me tell you.
Civilization? Holy shit, I'm coming to your party.
But it's a lot. Look, if I was That's a program awesome. Director, I'd pull us the fuck off the air after that.
You know, wow. when we see the poster, when we have a website to go with the podcast, we could totally we could have just posted that.
We could have
for people to read.
Yeah, but people won't because it bored them to tears. Just
I'd read it. I got the email and I was trying to respond. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, the one thing I'll say about it is, I think some people kind of respond with like, so there's a party, like. There's so much pros to it, and it's amazing.
How does that work?
You're so worn out from reading all of it, you know, that
yeah.
that there's kind of a little bit of, oh, yeah, what was the point? Just by the end. But it stays on message pretty well.
Basically, it's an excuse to give people booze.
Yes.
You know, maybe Dave just needs pictures in his emails.
Yeah. Well, our last party, as some of you may know.
The Pearl Harbor party?
Was the Pearl Harbor Day party. The PhD, which was too soon? Too soon. Okay,
Too soon.
Too soon.
Hi, I'll have another kamikaze.
It was pretty epic. There were sake bombs, kamikazes, alcohol soaked fruits of varying degrees. as Marty can attest to.
Wow. Wow.
Or maybe he can't, maybe he doesn't.
I would cue up a sound effect right now if I had one.
Wrong sound effect.
Anyway,
that one was so epic, and we wanted to throw another one, so we were really just scouring.
Passed out on the floor at that party.
Yes, you did.
You did
on my floor.
I don't do that often these days.
I know. I was coming into my room to have a nice, quiet end of the evening with my lady friend, and
yeah, sorry about that.
There you were, passed out right on the floor.
Yeah. Well, he was going to be sleeping there anyway.
That's true.
Yeah,
because I mean, it wasn't going to stop me. It was more the fact that I was ridiculously drunk.
Yeah,
that was really the issue.
I had a really great moment. Apparently, I woke up in the middle of the night and I stumbled into the falling room looking for my glasses.
Very Velma.
Yeah, very. I had a very Velma moment.
It was a very Velma moment, and thank God.
Apparently, there was like an orgy going on in your living room or something. And I didn't even know.
Yeah, everyone got bombed. What can I say? And then.
That would be the
Pearl Harbor Day party.
Harbor party.
Come on down.
Hey-o.
Actually, the official tagline, I was rather proud of this, was live in infamy.
So so should we expect a party on the 11th of September that we won't forget?
We've been debating that one.
Do it. Just do it.
Just well, okay, it's on.
We got to move on, you know.
Yeah.
What a better way, you know,
I don't want the terrorists to win.
Put it behind us. You live in D.C., you know, like if it goes on smoothly, the rest of the world will catch on.
Exactly. Then the healing can begin. Think about that, Ross.
Let's everybody join hands and just drink beer.
You, sir, could be responsible.
Yeah, drink beer, sing Kumbaya.
Kumbaya, my love, kumbaya.
We'll have specialty shots that will involve fire somehow. Wow. I don't know.
Nice.
We'll come up with something just a wee bit.
If anything, you should make ice towers because they'll slowly melt down.
ice sculpture of like Saddam Hussein.
Oh.
That we pull over at some point
an ice sculpture of our civil rights, and it'll just slowly just trickle.
Speaking of, where was your Martin Luther King party? That's what I want to know about. We could have had dreamsicles.
Oh, I have a dreamsicle.
Exactly. We could have dreamsicles. We could have drank milk because is milk day.
Are you planning on doing anything for this party? As far as
this party's gonna be pretty epic. We're actually Dave is in the other room right now, soaking lots of gummies.
Oh, cool! Is there a slip and slide?
Various alcohols.
Are you bringing out seahorses for this occasion?
As many as we can find.
Will there be a moon bounce?
Moon bounce. Ooh, tough call. Maybe.
No moon bounce. No sail.
A Velcro wall.
Volcro wall and moon bounce equals sail.
Will there be a drunken portrait?
What about a Velcro ceiling? That'd be interesting.
Oh, what a feeling. A
like
Velcro ceiling.
Velcro on the ceiling.
Exactly.
I wonder if he'd stick to a Velcro ceiling, actually.
One way to find out. Party time next weekend down at Ross's apartment. Come on down.
Ross's apartment in Washington, D.C. If you could hear this podcast,
right,
you could be at his party.
I'll be at the Burger King with the Velociraptor inside.
Or the bathroom with the dinosaurs inside. Now, you know what? That's probably worth discussing. Ross, your roommate.
Yeah.
Slightly Garfunkel-y, though we may be.
Okay. Yeah. Marty thinks he looks like Art Garfunkel.
Tell me he doesn't.
He looks better than Art Garfunkel.
Well, he's a much more attractive version of Art Garfunkel, but he's got the hair. Tell us about his bathroom. There's something unique about it.
Yes, it is a rather unique bathroom. When we moved in, we each had a bathroom. It's a two-bed, two-bath. We were rather lucky and unique.
It's a really
that.
Nice place.
In D.C., first of all, in D.C., it's impossible to find an apartment that has the actual number of people living in it is actually what the apartment was originally designed for. So you'll have a lot of, like, three people in a one-bedroom or five people in a two-bedroom, things like that, because it's just so damn expensive around here. People, like, put up walls and turn dining rooms into, you know, another bedroom, things like that. So we're actually – this is our first apartment that we're in a two-bed, two-bath, and there's only two people living here, where it's actually kind of constructed for two people. It actually is. Very interesting stuff, right? Anyway, when we moved in, it was decided that I would decorate my bathroom and Dave would decorate his. Mine, I decided, okay, mine, all ducks. All ducks all the time. And Dave was like dinosaurs, doing all dinosaurs. So he went all out. He put up those little like plastic guys stick to the wall and the shower curtain, the soap.
Wall-to-wall dinosaurs, if you will.
Balls-to-the-wall dinosaurs.
Which is pretty jarring, especially if you're going to the bathroom the first time in the middle of the night and you just turn on the lights and there's dozens upon dozens of dinosaurs staring at you.
The funny thing is, we knew going into the apartment that was what we were going to do, or that Dave was going to do, but what we didn't know is that the bathroom's tiling, like it's natural, just the color of the tiles and the paint on the walls, was pink. So it's a pink bathroom covered in dinosaurs.
Now, I imagine for you it was much less jarring because, you know, you live there and you knew it was going to be the bathroom. Personally, when I went in there, my you know, natural instincts kicked in. There's dozens of dinosaurs. They're coming after my junk. Time to run like hell. And let me tell you, my girlish scream echoed throughout that apartment.
Right. I just heard a Jeff Goldblum impression, which was a little weird, I thought.
Really?
Yeah.
It was not intentional.
No. The dinosaurs.
You know. It's a dinosaur! Wait,
that is one big pile of shit.
I thought you were going into a walk-in impression there for a second.
Yeah, I try not to do that so much these days.
Yeah,
really?
Walk-ins
after the googly eyes, it's hit peak walk-in.
So quiet.
Oh, God.
See? Googly eyes. And that's where it has to stop or else, you know.
Otherwise, it will go.
15 minutes, it'll just...
Yeah.
For the sake of our listener out there.
Yeah, our one listener who hasn't turned off the podcast at this point.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, your mom. Hi, Ross's mom. Thanks for the cookies.
Sorry I said that word so much.
Which one, cut?
Yeah.
The.
My bad. Oh. I know. You taught me better.
My bad.
We don't see Ross very often. We influence him very little.
Yeah. Well, actually, we don't see him very often, but we influence him from afar.
Yeah, they're like puppet masters.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
Actually, Ross, I was just thinking, for your theme parties, probably not a good idea to have a Virginia Tech party.
Oh.
He just missed his shot, actually. Pardon the pun.
Wow.
Yeah. Everything's okey-dokey with the Hokies, is what I call it.
You're not the chosen one on that one.
No. Oh. Now, a Holocaust party.
Holocaust party?
It never happened.
Things are heating up for that one.
Wow.
Oh, just keep that bun in the oven for now.
Yeah, you know, since you posted it online and all.
Yeah. Get a little toasty.
There's that great clip from Catsicon. We were all at Catsicon this past year. And
for those
Jamie
of you listening, if you haven't
Angry
seen
Zen Master,
it, it's on angryzenmaster.com and deadassummer.org.
And Earthworld happened to bring
video.
His camcorder with him.
That's what we were just saying. Hey.
Film. Oh, go ahead, Nick. You're filling in. You're doing good.
I just did.
Yeah. Yeah, he was actually explaining it while you were starting to explain it. It was really quite funny. But
anyway, Ross, go ahead.
Yeah, so there we were all on film. And it started with, you know, this and that and joking a little this and that. But when you get a bunch of webcomicers together, I think especially at cons and we're all kind of cracked out already, there's this tendency for the conversation to try and leap over the line of decorum as far as possible.
Because that's what half of us do, quote unquote, professionally.
Yeah. So it was really kind of trying to leap past decorum by leaps and bounds.
What a sad bunch we are.
It started small, and next thing you know, there we are on camera saying the Holocaust never happened.
I don't know about you guys, but when I sat down and watched that video, I realized, you know, Marty, you got to make some changes in your life. You're going down a dark, dark path.
Now, you see, we're able to say that, but also at the same time, Ross and I have experienced quite an amazing feature that these cons provide in the hotel parties.
It's true.
Is Ross was, you know, I kind of woke up to woman-on-woman action.
Yeah, really, I shook you and said, shh, lesbians.
Meanwhile, I didn't know what was going on. I wake up from my little con floor space that I'm sleeping on. And it was just cramped in this living room, a bunch of guys watching two girls go at it on a couch.
Of course, names, places, etc. are being changed to protect the innocent.
Yeah. Though I will say this, one of our other friends who shall remain nameless for the time being, was at this event, and
it went on for quite some time too.
Oh yeah, and he was just front and center.
People had their phones
on his
out,
chin,
and the cameras
just staring right at it, practically directing the thing.
Unfortunately, I miss out on the fun things like girl on girl action. I can tell you all about really effed up other people in the webcomics world, but I cannot say I've seen lady on lady action.
Marty, do you want to mention where you were that night? What you were doing at that time?
I was in line to purchase my Nintendo Wii. That's how fantastic I am. I missed out on the lady-on-lady action
to play with your Wii.
Yes, to purchase a video game system.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's story of my life right there. Story of my life.
You got the better end of that deal, Marty. Yeah. Too bad. Too bad I wasn't there for
hardcore carnal action. Nay! Yeah. I want to see what Mario's up to this generation.
Meanwhile, we watched people do things with other generations.
In this day and age, U-Porn and RedTube, you can watch anyone do anything within 10, 15 seconds.
It's true. And you could still play with your Wii.
Wait. Let me write that down. U-Porn?
U-Porn.
Is that the letter U, or is it Y-O-U?
Y-O-U.
It's Porn University, I believe.
No, that'd be the inverse.
Oh.
Porn you is what you'd
What's be
thinking.
That? Oh, we're getting a signal from our producer booth, Sam, I think. What was that, Sam?
I believe you forgot the vital X-Tube as well.
X-Tube is another. There's actually like an entire cottage industry of porn YouTubes at this point, which is kind of jarring.
God bless the internet.
I mentioned convenient.
Is there like a Renfest porn site?
I'd imagine there is.
Ren sure X-Tube? If it exists,
I the imaginary goodly wife and her fine.
I'm ashamed to admit that I know this, especially because I don't play it. But there is a World of Warcraft porn site, like,
wow.
You know, they dress up as characters and get it on.
Torrent, man.
Yeah.
If anyone knows the web address of that,
torrent on torrent action.
Yeah.
Rogues do it from behind.
That was actually the name of the first episode.
I'm not
making this up. It was either Joystick or Kotaku did an interview with the guy who's behind it. And
the name
of the first episode was Rogues Do It From Behind. Yeah, pretty amazing that.
There you have it, folks.
People wonder why the game's so addictive.
And in the dark, I might add.
But, you know, there's an expansion pack joke to be made that I'm not going to go after. But it's kind of bizarre. You know, we've now hit this, like, hyper-realized level of sexuality on the web that even that level of niche is filled.
Right. It's fantasies of fantasies.
Yeah. Like, you know, they talk about rule 32, rule 34.
It is rule 34, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Rule 34,
rule
if it
32
exists,
is just
porn of
please
it.
See rule 34.
What's that?
Rule 32 is just please see rule 34. It's just really right on.
And I believe we also have the infamous rule 35.
Rule 35?
If there isn't a rule 34, there will be.
Oh, okay. Well, Sam, of course, is our residential 4chan expert. So he had that covered for us.
Rule number one, Marty. Rule number one.
I know. You do not speak of whatever the hell you nerds do on the... It's a goddamn image board. Like,
see, that's a fine example of rule number one, though, because You don't even know.
Hmm?
How can you talk about it if you don't know?
That's true. I visited it on a
He lives it. He lives by it.
I visited it on a handful of occasions, and I mean, it's useful for wallpapers, I guess.
Good wallpapers.
But I
some great wallpapers on there.
I don't really see how people can dedicate so much time to it. Granted, I say this as a member of the Something Awful forums that I spend hours upon hours on.
Goon.
So, you know, I guess I don't have that much room to talk. But I can't say I really understand the whole 4chan thing. It never really grabbed me. In any way, shape, or form.
It's all right. Still a forum. You go to it.
Yeah.
People do things.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nasty, nasty things.
Exactly.
It's the place where God died, essentially.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, is it the New Jersey of the internet, would you say?
I would definitely equate it as the New Jersey of the internet world.
Although, a lot of good things, a lot of bad things come
from
New Jersey.
I think E-Bombs might also take that role as well.
E-Bombs is... Yeah. The fact that dude clears as many million a year as he does, basically off of watermarking other people's work, is pretty goddamn frustrating.
Speaking, he seriously just has a Photoshop batch command that's making millions of dollars.
Speaking as a creative person on the internet, the fact that he can just... take other people's... I mean, College Humor does it to almost the same level, but now they're, like, producing their own bits and that sort of thing. Like, Style Project was the same way for a while before it went all porn all the time. You know, stuff like that where it's just sort of like, oh, here's wacky videos on the web. And in this YouTube age, the fact that there still is an E-Bombs world, College Humor, stuff like that that exists is kind of bizarre.
Say, College Humor.
Or it's totally the frat boys on the internet.
But you figure even they would know. You just go to YouTube. I mean, at this point, YouTube is like as ubiquitous as Google. You just know if, you know, you're going for videos, you go to YouTube. If you're going for this, that, and the other thing, you know, you go this place, that place, what have you. It isn't, as far as I can tell, something that is pretty regular or at least spoken of anywhere near as much.
There's also the Chinese counterpart, Youku, which is also hilarious.
Youku?
Yep, UKU.
I've never been to UKU.
Isn't that the Uku?
Essentially, it's the place where you can watch pirated episodes, essentially, online.
Oh, so that's like the latest version of, say, TV Links or Daily Motion before it went legit and stuff like that.
The channel, which I hear went down today.
I don't know. I was streaming some episodes earlier today.
Nope,
I think it's
back.
Just fine. Really? Awesome. Sweet. All right. I'll see you guys
later.
Okay,
the channel's
bye.
Back.
Sam has left the studio to...
What are we going to do?
Well, we'll just hit stop when
guys,
we're done.
Guys, I need my keys.
Damn it, he's leaving now.
I need my keys, guys. This isn't funny.
We have his keys, which means we have the control. Which means...
Ross, you should come over.
Guys, I found it.
Oh.
It's cool.
Okay.
Hey, I'll see you later, all right? Don't forget to lock up when you leave.
All right, man. All right. Sounds good.
I'm going to watch me some Wasp.
You're going to watch him some Wasp, I think. He's going to watch the 80s metal band Wasp and Strayper.
They're rocking.
So if anybody is still with us, if you can think of a good name to name us, preferably something great, fantastic, please let us know.
Please try and not use the word Wang.
Yeah. Give us an identity that isn't you jerks.
Wangcast is definitely not an option.
I bet it's taken. I would bet money that Wangcast already exists.
Probably already exists. There's probably 7 or 8 Wangcasts. But yeah, decidedly anti-Wangcast are we. Dickcast, Peniscast, Cockcast. Basically, if it talks
Even
about a penis.
Cast.
What's that?
Schmuckcast?
No.
That'd be the Jew take on it.
too close to Smodcast for my tastes.
Schmuck, Schmod. Gonna latch on somewhere.
Ahmad Rashad cast.
Hey, NBA on NBC.
Ahmad Rashad here.
No.
That's SportsCenter. That's not NBA and NBC. NBA and NBC has a sweet.
Hey. Hey, we're here live in Milwaukee. Hi, everybody.
That was starting to sound like the MacGyver theme, funny enough.
Nah, not the MacGyver theme. Decidedly.
You know, I thought about doing more theme songs, but I'm going to put a stop to it right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or else I'm just going to go full Magnum on you.
Would that make me Higgins?
if you'd like.
Does that mean I get to pilot the
shop?
Yeah,
you're Higgins and I'm random guy walking by while roller skating.
Sweet.
You can't walk by and
you're walking
skating.
And roller skating. You're that amazing multitasker like in the background.
He has four legs. He walks with the front two, he roller skates with the back.
He's in the beginning montage when you establish the setting.
Ah, yes, Hawaii. Episode. Actually,
I'm actually the guy that finds the dead body.
Oh, sweet.
It was over there.
Yeah. I found it here. Oh, thanks, good man.
Magnum PI. Was that in Miami or Hawaii? I can't recall. Anyone?
It's in Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Yeah.
I mean, I knew he wore the Hawaiian shirts, and it was definitely like a tropical locale, but I couldn't remember if that meant it was actually in Hawaii or, you know, just going for that island flavor. Although Hawaii or Miami would have been a bit effed out with Miami Vice being such a big show at the time. So we just got word from our fantastical producer, Sam Lee, that we are nearing the hour mark, although we've been recording for about an hour. There's a whole bunch of gibberish, which we cut out from the opening. We were testing stuff. Commercials, if you will.
Ross, is there anything that you want to add that we haven't talked about?
Before we cut things down for a close.
Wang.
Wang. No, fantastic.
Yeah, I guess we covered that.
Ross, thank you very much. For being on the podcast with us this week.
It was my pleasure. I think I'm actually going to hop over to Infendo, which is recording its show tonight right now.
And that, of course, is infendo.com, infendo.com.
You know, did you get to say what you do on Infendo?
Oh, yeah. I record a segment called This Week in Gaming History.
It's a pretty fantastic segment. It's done like a 1930s, 1940s newsreel, and Russ is pretty spectacular at it.
Yeah, he's pretty great.
I got game.
Yeah,
we
actually got to sit in on a live recording of it a few weeks ago, and it was pretty awesome. But Russ, you can also keep up with him at Ross Scott Inc. Is that correct? .com?
Yeah, it's RossScottInc.com.
And that has links to all the projects he's working on at different times.
Yeah, that's the hub.
Yeah, Not Quite Wrong, Rockets Rock Out, Future Endeavors, which we can't speak of here, but I know exist because I've read it and it's awesome.
And Nick claims he's going to read it eventually.
You know, one day.
When I
discover that little internet in my basement.
He'll find it. He'll grab a hold of that internet and he'll bring it down. He will strike it down and he will be with us once again.
I just got to get the tubes fixed.
Oh, and Ross is also on Google, which means he's got more coverage than anyone we know.
And recently on the MySpace.
Yeah, he's now on the MySpace. Want to give the MySpace link so that people can add you as their friend?
Oh, my God. Okay,
this week in gaming histories,
I do not
Scott
take
over.
The MySpace seriously. I honestly only have a MySpace account, so I can...
Yeah, I understand that, but we're giving MySpace. You friends. Shill your, shill the address, sir.
Shill the address. It's myspace.com/RossScott.
So Ross Scott, all one word, minus
one
an
word.
S. That about does it for this week. We'll be back next Wednesday with a new episode with a very special guest. We will reveal at the time of the show.
One thing I'd like to add, looking back at the Batman topic, happy birthday today to Uma
Batman.
Thurman and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Two fantastic Batman
born on the same day.
Femme fatales.
Michelle Pfeiffer is 50.
It should practically be a rule.
Yeah.
And, I think Uma Thurman is like 48 or something like that.
I don't think she's that
Maybe
old.
Not 38. Maybe it was 38.
I don't know.
Either way, two villains, same day.
But until next time, deadofsummer.org, blast-o-rama, blast-o-rama.com. We'll be posted on both those sites. And until next Wednesday, I'm Marty Day.
I'm Nick Borkowitz.
And we'll see you next week. Have a good one.
And I don't give a damn.